The North Slope exploratory well that experienced a blowout on Wednesday appears to have stopped flowing. Spanish oil company Repsol's well hit a shallow natural gas patch that kicked mud, gas, and water back up through the drill rig. Repsol shut the rig down and evacuated the area. Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Engineering Commissioner Kathy Forrester says the well ceased flowing at 11 p.m. last night. She says Repsol and Wild Well Control, the company hired to get the well contained, are now setting up to begin the process of thawing the drill rig. Forrester says the rig system is filled with fluids, and because it's been shut down for more than 2 days, those fluids are frozen.
And we have serious concerns about the mechanical integrity of all of the systems on the rig that have been holding frozen fluids. So before that rig is recommissioned to work, we're going to have to do all kinds of checks on the integrity of every bit of that system.
Forrester says Repsol and Wild Well Control are building scaffolding to set up equipment for the thawing process. She says the thaw plan is complicated by dropping temperatures from 8 above yesterday to 18 below today. Forrester says the immediate focus is ensuring the well is completely killed and not just temporarily blocked by mud or ice.
You know, we're not going to assume that the well has depleted, because if we assume that, you know, we're setting ourselves up for injuries and more problems, because it could just be bridged off or an ice plug plugging it off. So we have to assume the worst, and they're going to kill the well first. Even if it's already dead, they're going to kill it again. So that's the first step.
No workers were injured or oil spilled at the well near the mouth of the Colville River. The Department of Environmental Conservation estimates about 42,000 gallons of drilling mud were released on the gravel pad and snow-covered tundra.